that the Son of Righteousness has arisen with healing in his wings. I don't think this is going to be a loud thing tonight. How many know the Lord doesn't need volume to heal? We're going to flow in a restful spirit, but the Lord's going to heal many people tonight. And we prayed it this morning when we prayed. We prayed it tonight before the meeting. We want Jesus to get all the glory.
Amen.
When a woman was diagnosed recently with pancreatic cancer in our church, and we prayed, and now they can't find it, we gave Jesus the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I don't have a theology on healing. I really don't. I don't understand why God heals some and doesn't others. I don't know that I'll ever understand. I know there's faith involved. I understand that. But the Lord, you know, even Catherine Coleman used to say she couldn't understand why God touches some and not others. But the Lord is here, and his name is Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. That's his name. The Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. And the power of the Lord, Luke 5 says, was present to heal. Father, we pray tonight now that the power of the Lord would be present to touch bodies. Lord, we thank you that the same power that rose Christ from the dead dwells in believers. And I thank you, Lord, that the power of the Lord is both in those who are believers and is also here outwardly to heal and to minister to the sick. Would you stand with me? What I'm going to do first is call out. I'll pray for anybody and everybody tonight, but I'm going to call out. This is the way that God uses me. I'm going to call out healings that I think are happening, and then you can come up and we'll lay hands on you. But we're going to believe that the Lord is doing the healing even before hands are laid, even though it says lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We will lay hands on you. And the first thing tonight, I just feel, and this is a little bit humbling, but throw your pride to the wind and be willing, as I feel like God wants to heal emotional problems. There's people that are stressed out standing here, and it's really gotten to you physically. And you can't focus, and you can't sleep, and you can't, it's affecting your eating, and you feel stressed out all the time. If that's you, raise your hand and come up here quickly. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I got to be honest with you guys. I need to be standing here with you because it's happened to me recently as well, because I've been overwhelmed with some things. So I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray with you as well. And the Lord wants to take this. And every one of you, look up here. Peace is not optional. You must have the peace of God. Make sure you have peace with God. Romans 5, having therefore been justified by faith, we now have peace with God. If you're a Christian, you have peace with God. There's no enmity anymore.
Yes.
He's not mad at you. He maybe wants to change some things you're doing or thinking or feeling, but he's not looking for a reason to take you out. He has justified you and reconciled you to the Father. And why? That means this, that your relationship with God is not based on what you do and your performance, first and foremost. It's based on what he did for you. And that's the way we approach every time. Therefore, having boldness, brethren, to enter the holiest of all by the blood of Jesus. So you stand tonight in the righteousness of God because of the blood of Jesus. Now, you can have peace with God and not have the peace of God. And that's what we want to see restored tonight. So we're going to ask the Lord to envelop you in his presence. And you're going to be touched deeply by the Lord. And if you need to repent, tell the Lord. You know, because Philippians 4 is not a suggestion. It's a commandment. Be anxious for nothing. I've had to grapple with that verse. I still do. I'm Jewish, we invented worry. And Father, release your Holy Spirit tonight upon these dear ones. In the name of Jesus, come, Father, in the breath of God. Come upon each one, Lord, I pray. Breathe, O Spirit of God, upon each one and restore peace to their souls in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We say to every one of these ones, peace, be still. Peace. Father, bring them into the shalom of God. Bring them into the shalom of God. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus Messiah, come from the four winds, O breath of God, and breathe upon them peace and rest. Father, make real to each one Isaiah 30. In returning and rest, you shall be saved in quietness and confidence. Shall be your strength. Some of you standing up here are being delivered from the fear of man. The Bible says in Proverbs 29, the fear of man is a snare. Repent of it. The fear of man is an unhealthy addiction to having to please people for your own well-being. It's also acquainted with a spirit of rejection. Lord, I ask you, Father, to take all shame away from my brothers and sisters. Take away shame, Father, and replace it with security and the love of God. Let them know the love of God that passes knowledge. I pray against the spirit of shame in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, thank you for these saints. Amen. 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 Father, I prayed for my brother last night, but I pray again for peace. Be still in the workplace. Yes. Greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. Don't let chaos drive you. Change it, bringing divine order and the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. Thank you, Father. Yes. And that God, through his peaceful and his thoughts and his circumstances, he wants to minister. Amen. Yeah, I was reminded that in Hebrew, shalom. Shalom is when Jews enter a room, they say shalom. When they leave, they say shalom. That's why we say we Jews don't know if we're coming or going. But shalom means the absence of chaos is one of its meanings. It's not just peace, but the absence of chaos. So, Lord, we pray that the shalom of God would come upon everyone standing here, deeply abiding in their hearts and souls. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Father. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I saw the Father coming, Lisa, and rubbing oil in deep wounds. And it's something you're not even aware of. It's deeper than you even know. But the Lord said to me, it's not going to be a quick work, but it's going to be a complete work. So don't beat yourself up. The enemy wants to use this to beat yourself up because you're not healed yet. It's not that kind of deal. I see the Lord holding you dear to you, sitting on his lap. And you're going to learn how to play in his presence. I believe you already are. And enjoy his presence. And the Lord says he wants you to change the way you approach him even. He's going to change that. He's mixing it up. He doesn't want you to be stale. He wants you to be fresh. But the work will be completed in time. In your patience, possess ye your soul. Father, grant to our sister, Lord, discernment of how she should approach you in this moment. I'm reminded of your words in Mark 16 that says Jesus appeared to two on the road to Emmaus in a different form. I pray that you come to her in a different form, Lord, and let it be one that is not fearful to her, but one that's healing and brings rest. In Jesus' name. All right. Thank you. Good. Feel like the Lord wants to heal backs tonight? How many need a back touch? Come up quickly. No, you can't have the emotional and the back. It's too much. Just no, I'm kidding. You need the whole package deal. Yes. Just stay. Abide.
You're just gonna lay down here on the steps and get it all.
That's good. Soak. Remain. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you for every back that's out of order, that's muscles, the bones. I thank you, Father, for going in. You're the divine chiropractor. I thank you for healing, Father, in Jesus' name. Come upon each one of my brothers and sisters in Jesus' name, healing these backs, Lord. You know exactly what area that needs to be healed. I pray for lumbars that are out of whack to be healed. I pray, Father, for sciatica to go in Jesus' name. Somebody's being healed of sciatica, deep sciatica. You're being healed of that in Jesus' name. Father, do the work right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Thank you for healing my sister. Thank you for healing Butch's back in Jesus' name, Father.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes. Yes, Father. Move your back. If you had pain, move it and see. I believe in instant manifestations. Not always, but many times. Just move. Thank you, Lord. Anybody have a testimony? Anything different?
Better.
Huh?
Better.
Okay.
Well,
what?
The knot's gone.
The knot's gone? Okay. Was it there before? Okay. She said the knot's totally gone that was there before. You sure?
Okay. The muscle had been knotted up.
Okay. And be healed in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else? Huh? Do you feel any bit different?
No, I have pain.
Father, in Jesus' name, touch my sister right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. 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 Did you get prayer? Did you get prayer? Okay. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. Anyone struggling here with fibromyalgia? You've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia. Come up. Come up.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we curse fibromyalgia. It is an enemy of the cross. Jesus came to heal and all that are oppressed of the devil. This is the devil. In Jesus' name, fibromyalgia, go from their bodies. In Jesus' name right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Remove that pain, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Banda la corita macaharaco. Father, let them immediately feel tonight strength returning to their bodies as fibromyalgia leaves their body. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
You're faithful, Lord. You're faithful, Lord.
Brother, there's a spirit of despair that tries to minister to you. I'm going to pray for you.
Thank you.
Father, in Jesus' name, restore hope. Take away the despair. Let the enemy have no foot. And the Lord says that he's going to teach you how to war.
Yes, Jesus.
You're too passive. The Lord says fight for ground.
Yes, Lord.
You've been passive. You've been allowing things to come. And the Lord's going to make you a mighty warrior.
Yes,
so that
Jesus.
You rouse yourself,
yes.
Shake yourself,
yes, Lord, yes.
Shake off the bell
yes.
bondage,
Hallelujah.
And
yes.
come alive. Come alive.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Yes,
Bankati no mora kashaha.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Lord, give my brother a new song. A song of praise to our God.
Yes, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
And the Lord says, brother, when you change your mindset, you're going to start feeling a lot better.
Yes.
You're going to be able to function again. This will not be debilitating, but it's commensurate with you learning to fight and changing your mindset. Does that ring
Thank
true?
You. Yes.
Okay.
True.
All right.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. People with stomach problems, I don't just mean you have a little stomach ache tonight. You can come up for that too. But you have any stomach issues which make it difficult to eat foods? Anybody in that? Come up. Anyone else? I was in a meeting. The Lord gave me a word for stomachs. The power of God fell on a young man who had a colostomy bag. Couldn't eat certain foods. A warmth came over him. He was totally healed, took off the colostomy bag. Came back a year later and found out he got healed. I said, why didn't you tell me sooner? But I'm going to pray for you guys. To shrimp?
It's a sad thing.
Well, I'm allergic to ham, so we're in a...
very bad height and it's pulled my stomach into my chest.
Okay.
As some of my intestines.
Yes.
Father, in Jesus' name, you know what our sister needs in the realm of stomach healing. In Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name, I thank you for that stomach going back to normal. I thank you, Lord, for the adjustment. Lord, move it as we pray right now. In Jesus' name, let it come back into function and normalcy. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for doing it, Father. We give you the praise and the glory. And for our brother, heal his stomach so he can eat whatever he wants, Lord, within wisdom. I thank you for that. Heal him as well, Lord God, so he can enjoy foods that he doesn't. Can't enjoy because of this. I pray for release
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Actually, we would pray for my mother also. She's going through some allergies, severe allergy problems.
Allergy
back
problems?
Back in India, yeah.
Father, we pray for his mother. We lift her up. He's standing in proxy for her. We pray
yes.
for her, Lord, and her allergies
Jesus.
And whatever she's allergic to. I pray, Lord God,
Jesus.
That the power of God would reach down in India right now, wherever
yes,
she is,
yes,
and
Father.
Touch her in Jesus' name.
Jesus'
Thank
name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
If you have any kind of eye condition, I don't just mean you. I mean, with old age, your eyes get older. But and the Lord can we can pray for those too. But you have any eye conditions come up? Hi. Hallelujah. You guys, ready to be healed?
I'm ready.
Father, in Jesus' name, we come.
Amen.
We ask you for total healing of whatever eye problems are here, Lord. We lay our hands on them in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father, to heal in Jesus' name. Total healing of these eyes in Jesus' name. Touch Sandra, Lord. Touch her, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for doing it, Father. Lord, give them perfect sight. Lord, when they wake up in the morning, let them be amazed at their ability to see. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, we'll get probably going to do that in a while. Yeah. Amen. Heart issues. I feel there's somebody with a valve problem the Lord is going to touch.
Heart valve.
But any heart issues, come on up. Okay. What's your name?
One of our deacons, Verna K.
Verna. Lord, we pray for Verna tonight. We just lift her before you in Jesus' name. Lord, wherever she is tonight, we pray for Verna to be touched by the power of God in Jesus' name. Lord, minister to Verna. I pray in Jesus' name for total healing of this valve in her heart in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Who had the calf muscle from loading the other day?
Andy,
are you better? Your leg? Okay. Now, anyone with any hearing problems, other than
I got you before you got it out. So.
Need more hands.
I caught it from him.
You got it. Working with him, did it?
We need more hands.
Help me. They're coming in groves.
Jesus.
Father, we thank you that you open the ears of the deaf. It's one of your promises in Scripture to open ears of the deaf. In Jesus' name, I pray for healing for Bubba.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, Lord, heal Sandra.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, Father, touch these ears. Open up these ears. In Jesus' name, I pray for hearing to be restored in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for doing it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father, Hallelujah. For opening the ears of the deaf. Makara malita tomoka shete. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Anyone that now it did not get prayed for and wants prayer for healing, would you come?
Joyce.
What do you need from the Lord?
I think I have a pinched nerve in my neck. I've had issues probably for 15 years. Orthopedic did rotator cuff surgery, thinking that's what it was. It really hasn't worked.
The
and
neck?
I'm just, yeah. Okay. All down, it goes all down the arm and just the last 2 weeks, all the numbing. And
I know. That's why I got you up here.
Okay.
Help us lay hands.
Amen. Help us.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
They shall lay hands on the sick. That's the saints.
Recover.
That's the saints.
That's right.
Father.
That's right. In Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for
yes.
the breakthrough, Jesus. And we declare healing in
this Yes, in Jesus' name, in this neck.
For your glory and for your honor. In
yes,
Jesus
Father.
Name.
Yes.
Thank
you for doing it, Father. Yes. Total healing of the neck and the tissues and the nerves.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, let her awake in the morning pain-free.
Amen.
in Jesus' name. What do you need?
Asthma.
Okay, Father.
And respiratory problems for like 5 weeks and been on prednisone and all this medicine.
Father, I pray for this. I pray in Jesus' name for this respiratory condition to go in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Healing is the children's bread.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We partake of that, Lord, right now.
Yes.
That healing that you promised. You're faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Restoration from the top of her head to the soles of her feet in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
How are you?
I'm okay. I've had a stroke eight or 9 years ago. And I've been paralyzed ever since.
Okay.
I had a hemorrhagic stroke. And one time I was a marathon runner.
Mm.
So it's been quite a change.
Yeah. Father, what is your first name again?
David.
David. Lord, we thank you for David. He needs a miracle. We come boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We lay our hands on David. As your word says, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I pray in Jesus' name that David be healed of every effect in his body of this stroke. In Jesus' name, be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Father, let your power surge through his body right now, restoring him completely from the effects of this stroke, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Give you glory, Lord. Encourage your soul, God.
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, be healed. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I believe it.
You believe it? Good.
What do you need?
My legs.
Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, touch his leg. Whatever is the problem, I pray for healing in Jesus' name. You need healing?
A regular heartbeat.
Okay.
CPAP.
Father, I pray for a regular heartbeat. We lay hands on our brother in Jesus' name. Heal him, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Hey, GI issues with his stomach.
Aiden, we're going to pray for you, buddy, okay? I'm going to touch your stomach. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for healing Aiden's stomach. I pray in Jesus' name for the GI problems to dissipate in his body, in Jesus' name, so his stomach functions normally. Pray for his GI tract to be cleared. In Jesus' name, be healed. Thank you, Lord. Okay, buddy. Good praying for you. Thanks for the privilege. Let's play hands on Avilio. Avilio, in el nombre de Jesús. Espíritu Santo, in el nombre de Jesús. Father, strengthen Avilio's body. Strengthen him by mighty power of the resurrected Christ. I pray for Avilio's strength to return and the effects of the stroke to be dissipated. In Jesus' name, Father. In el nombre de Jesús.
Dunamis.
Yes. We need it now, Lord. Yes. Ahora. Dunamis ahora.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, brother.
Igualmente. Did you get prayer?
Yes.
Okay.
A broken ankle and a broken foot.
Okay.
And the doctor says I'll be walking in August, but I won't be able. His diagnosis is that I won't be able to walk as well as I did previously.
Well, I'm going to pray for you.
I'm
and I want to tell you, you're not going to be in the World Cup. That's not going to happen, but it's just...
Says who?
Just one that...
They got Senior World Cup.
Okay, Senior World Cup. You can coach that team.
Well, when Catherine's fall, she just does it all the way. So we need a big healing here.
Father, we need a big healing of Catherine's legs, Lord. The broken, is it ankles?
An ankle and a foot.
Father, she broke this ankle and a foot, and we're praying for a complete restoration in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Maharakateo Shabura Kasandia Karoshoto. Mashakatila Borokashotor. Father, let strength and vigor come in her legs, like it did to the lame man at the beautiful gate, that she may come walking and leaping and praising God. We thank you that she's going to come walking and leaping and praising God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Better than new, Lord. Better than new.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. See you in the World Cup.
Prostate cancer.
Okay, yeah, I heard you. You gave the testimony at the men's meeting.
Yes.
Father, thank you that you have authority over prostate cancer.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It has to bow its knee to Jesus Christ.
That's right.
We lay our hands on our brother. He's been prayed for much in this church. Yes. Lord, we thank you for sealing the deal, and we curse cancer in Jesus' name in his body. We curse it,
hallelujah,
and we command it to leave him in Jesus' name. Total restoration.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Father, fill him with faith, expectant faith. In Jesus' name. Shut that up,
Uncle. Let him be scattered.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
When you go back to the doctor, you will have no cancer.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Clean bill of health.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Accept that.
Amen.
Brother, I commend you. To me, you've been an example of how a man walks through things like this. You've been steady. You've looked to the Lord. You've researched, but you've looked up.
Yes.
You haven't get discouraged about it. You've just move forward. We just commend you on that.
Amen.
It's going to be marvelous.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Look what the Lord has done.
There's healing in the house tonight. Let's give the Lord praise offering.
Roberta's come up. For me.
Okay.
I've been diagnosed with a rare disease. The bones are dying. It's called Mueller Weiss. Sounds Jewish to me, but anyway, it's across the top. The bones are dying.
Is the doctor Jewish?
She's that's got a Jewish disease.
No. I made the Jewish disease up. It sounds
Father, funny. As I lay my hands on my sister, Lord, these legs need healing. In Jesus' name, whatever this condition is that I can't even pronounce, it doesn't matter. You know about it. We lay hands on her. She is sick. You said the sick will recover with hands laid on. In Jesus' name, recover.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Be healed.
Hallelujah.
We drive this disease from her legs in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Pray for the prophet to be able to get up.
I couldn't even get up. Thank you.
I have enjoyed this church service. I'm nervous when I stand. I can't stand for more than 8 seconds.
Okay. Did you get any diagnosis of anything?
Orthostatic tremors, but no.
Okay. Father, we take authority over orthostatic tremors in Jesus' name. That's what they call it. But Jesus Christ is more powerful than orthostatic tremors. You're greater than that. Your authority, every word you speak has to bow its knee to that. In Jesus' name, we command this condition to bow its knee to Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, the name that is above every name, minister your strength in her body. Touch her powerfully tonight. in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen.
Thank you.
I also have tremors that are continually getting worse. They diagnosed it as, they call them essential tremors. And I told the doctor there's nothing essential about them.
I was going to say, what's essential about that?
I don't know.
So. Father, we pray for Bubba and these essential tremors, whatever it means. Jesus Christ has authority over essential tremors.
Yes.
We command him to be healed by the name of the Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Take authority over essential tremors right now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Receive it, God.
Heal Bubba.
Thank you, Lord.
In Great Jesus'
God,
name.
My healer, my restorer, my redeemer. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, so tomorrow night we'll have our final evening. I'm going to be praying and prophesying over people tomorrow night, Lord willing.
Joe's wife?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's got about five things wrong and she's not doing well.
Lyme's disease is one of them.
Mm-hmm. Lyme's disease. What's your name?
Myra.
Myra. Father, we pray for Myra. In Jesus' name, I lift up Myra before you tonight. Lord, it says he sent his word and healed them. Jesus, you spoke and the centurion's servant was healed.
Yes.
And she's not here, Myra, but it doesn't matter.
That's right.
In Jesus' name. Speak a word of healing. Lord, we send your healing word to Myra, to all five of these conditions, including Lyme's disease. We curse them. We command them to leave.
Yes.
And Myra to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Through you, Lord. Yes, through you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
What do you need?
I was told to come up here.
You were told to come up here? Was she, somebody bring her up because you're sick?
Yeah, when we were praying for emotional healing.
Right.
Janae was next door watching the children.
Right, okay. And we prayed, the first group we prayed for tonight was for emotional healing. So, can we pray that for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Father. Lord, this is your beloved daughter. You love her so much. She's a servant of God. I thank you for bringing her to this church. I thank you for placing her in place of ministry with children and youth. Lord, we thank you that it's going to prosper under her care and oversight. Thank you for giving her resources. We pray for a move of God among the children and a move of God among the youth. Lord, that she would not only speak the word as she's doing, but the word would find deep root in hearts and young lives would be transformed. Lord, beyond the wildest imaginations. And Lord, whatever emotional healing she may need, in Jesus' name, I pray that you not only heal the emotions, but you go to the root, whatever it is. And Father, destroy any spirit of shame in Jesus' name by clothing her in your garments of righteousness in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You know, that story in Genesis came bursting in my spirit when I was praying for you, where they clothed themselves with fig leaves. The Lord stripped them of the fig leaves and the Lord clothed them. The Lord's clothing you in righteousness. You know this because you know it's biblical, but God's really going to teach you that Christ is your righteousness so that you have nothing to prove. Because the Father has proved it already on your behalf. Amen.
Thank you.
Huh? You had the hug too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got the whole deal.
You got the package. Okay. Well, it's been good. Thank you for being here. Did you receive tonight?
Yes.
And tomorrow night, pray for tomorrow night. We'll continue to minister tomorrow night. I'm going to share from 1 Corinthians 12 about what a community of the Spirit looks like. And and I'll be moving over to New Covenant for a few days. I want you to pray for me because when I leave here on Sunday night, I go to the largest Messianic Jewish conference in the world. It's held at Messiah College. I haven't been there in 40 years. They've asked me to minister, to do music. There's 2,500 people that come to this conference, and they asked me to do stand-up in that order. So I'm bringing the whole package. But just pray for that. It's really an open door that the Lord is opening after many years. I appreciate your prayers. Tomorrow you can pray for me when I go.
All right. 7 o'clock tomorrow night if you want to pray. Come on.